The content of this podcast is provided for general informational purposes only and is not intended as, nor should it be considered a substitute for, professional medical advice.
Sweaty and pissed, menopause makes me sweaty and pissed.
Hey, everybody.
Hello.
How are you doing?
I'm good.
I'm Karen Nickel, nurse practitioner.
And I'm Leanne Morgan, comedian.
And this is Sweaty and Pissed.
Menopause and more.
Yes, it is. And our last episode, we talked about diastasis recti. And
mm-hmm. Which makes you feel like you look pregnant in mm-hmm. menopause.
Yep. A separation of the muscle, the abdominal muscles, so that your guts sort of poke out in the middle. And
yucky poo-poo. Turns out mine does. She got me down on the floor.
Yeah, and I know it's been suspenseful. You've been waiting all week to hear about Leanne's status with her linea alba.
Mm-hmm.
That's the connective tissue in the middle. And you do have a two-finger separation of your rectus abdominis.
And at first I thought, is that who's married to Justin Timberlake? Okay, so Karen got me down on the floor, and I know y'all are jealous that I get my own personal provider. And I can call and text her at any time and worry her to death and tell her something terrible's wrong with me. Okay.
But that's cheap concierge medicine right there.
But she got me down on the floor. Mm-hmm. And I do. I have that.
Little separation.
But I'm going to do you're going to give me exercises.
Yep. And I'm going to try, as we said before, I'm going to post that on the Facebook.
Oh, my
Facebook. I did it again. What is wrong with me?
Oh, my God. I know. We're going to try to do the Instagram stories. So look out for that. Okay. So I feel it does not faze me that's wrong with me, because there's so many other things going on with me. I smell. I've got sweaty. I mean, everything is sweaty. I have to wash my gowns every night.
That's still happening?
Oh, I'm just sweating like a... Yes. You don't think it should be?
Well, we need to fix something. I'm telling you, everybody out there is thinking, what kind of provider is that Karen Nickel?
Well,
Leanne is a miserable mess.
Well, but let me say that she does a lot for me, and then I don't do what I'm supposed to, and then I've been working comedy clubs and eating cheese sticks and drinking wine.
Right.
And laying up in the bed.
Yeah.
In a hotel.
Well, you had to do what you had to do to survive that situation.
You angel. Thank you for understanding, but... Now I'm in the aftermath of January, but I've got a lot of dates coming up.
Yeah.
And people can look at my website. I'm going to Southern California.
Yay.
Rosemary Beach, Florida.
Nice.
Girlfriends Weekend, which these may not even, well, just look at leanmorgan.com.
Yeah.
But I'm going to try, honest to goodness, I'm going to try to eat right and do. And just because I'm performing doesn't mean that I can throw caution to the wind.
Yes.
I'm going to have to just drink water with lemon and eat romaine that has not been E. coli'd, and then get up and perform and not make an excuse for, I need to drink wine. I'm with a bunch of fun women. You know, but that I get to do a lot of fun, nifty things with a bunch of fun women. And when fun women get together, they drink wine.
Yeah. So, it's probably pretty hard for you to like put together a cooler. I'm thinking about the club thing specifically, but to put together a cooler of things to bring so you don't have to eat chicken wings all the time.
Yeah, I can't get them on a plane, but I can. If I've got, I can Uber and go to a grocery store and get stuff for, and I usually do that. In Austin, I did that. I went to
Whole Foods or
Whole Foods, and I got things to snack on in the hotel room. The only thing is that those little refrigerators get too cold.
Oh, and
they freeze up my celery sticks.
Oh.
Yeah, because I got a big salad and paid an arm and a leg at Whole Foods.
Yeah.
And then it froze. Like all the lettuce froze. Because
those
little refrigerators, are not regulated.
I know.
But if I'm in a comedy club area, and I don't do a lot of clubs, but I do, I don't know, five or six a year maybe. But if I'm in an area where I'm going to stay for a few days, hopefully they've got restaurants around and grocery stores around it.
Yeah.
But a lot of times you're in a hotel, like on a...
I know. In the middle of nowhere.
In the middle of nowhere, and you don't have access to any of that.
I know. When I was touring, the only thing that was ever close to our hotels, of course, we stayed in cheap hotels, were Waffle Houses. I swear to God, it took me about 30 years before I'd go into a Waffle House after that tour. There's just nothing by the, it's always that kind of stuff by hotels.
Denny's. You know, if I work a casino, which I don't do often, but I don't mind a casino. Well, sometimes I do. But there's a Denny's. There's always a Denny's. And they're like, there's the Denny's. And you're like, okay, you want me to vomit? And have inflammation and wake up and can't walk. One time I did a casino in Oklahoma, and a little man picked us up in a big white long limousine that had Christmas lights hanging in the middle of it. And I thought, is this what my career is going to be? Oh, Lord. And then you go in a casino and people have got on diapers because they don't want to leave the, you know, and they got a little fuzzy troll for good luck. And you think, in God's name have I gotten myself
into? I've died and gone to hell.
Yeah. Oh, my God. So thank goodness I get to do theaters and performing arts centers corporate things that keep me from losing it.
Yeah.
Okay. So anyway, I wanted to talk today and I ask you to tell me about aging, loose skin.
Mm-hmm.
All this goings on, like I can tell my skin has changed so much just recently.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, I get chemical peels and I do all that kind of stuff, but I had the shingles.
Yeah.
And so I had to stay off of that, doing those for a while. Yeah. And you told me I could come back in January or February and you'll give me the go ahead when I can do that. But I wanted to tell you that I had a little skin cancer, precancerous thing over my lip.
Mm-hmm.
And you told me, you said at our age, you start growing barnacles like a boat. And I had a little crusty place. And so I went and got my full body thing, you know, because I had a melanoma when I was 21.
Mm-hmm.
And so I have to get them every year. And she said, let's do, instead of the Epidex cream and go through that horror. But that's a wonderful thing. But I had shows, and she said, you don't need that.
And it's rough on the lips. Oh, gosh. Oh. That Epidex. Mm-hmm.
So she said, why don't you do a laser? We have a laser treatment, blue light, that you can, we'll put this chemo cream on your face. You'll sit under this light for 17 minutes, and it will basically sizzle and burn off the little barnacles that are funky and not going to, and that could turn into something.
Mm-hmm.
And so I did it, and she said, and it has some anti-aging fun going with it, and
check
helps
that
the
box.
The lines and all that, and your insurance pays for it if you've got precancerous. And I had this little, and so when I got in that laser, I could feel this little place sizzling, honey, like a pork rind. But you know, I've done fine. They said, "Oh, you may peel; it may be red." But obviously, I don't have a lot of precancerous skin things on my face. Praise
nothing,
God!
Yeah. Because
nothing else was sizzling.
And you did the valacyclovir before?
I did my antiviral the day before, the day of, and the day after.
And you did okay with all that?
Yeah. I mean.
Good.
Okay.
Perfect.
So, we'll talk later about when I can, off air, when I can get my chemical peels and all that, because I feel very crusty.
Yeah.
I feel like I've got exfoliate. I've just got dead skin sitting up on top of me. My eyes are crepey underneath. But I've had more friends lately say, I've got this sagging skin on my eyelids, and I feel like it's messing with my vision.
Mm-hmm.
So,
well, first of all, let me just say that you look fabulous. So,
thank you, my darling.
Yeah. So if you all could see her, she looks fabulous.
Well, thank you. But let me say this, that I had a melanoma when I was at the University of Tennessee at 21.
Yeah.
And so they scared the living daylights out of me, and I don't have sun damage.
Right.
Like a lot of people my age, because I was scared out of my, and then I went to work for Clinique. And they scared the living daylights out of you, and they wanted you to look like, in a white coat with no tan or anything, you look like death.
White on white rice is what
we look like in those lab coats. But I saved my skin.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah, fear is such a good thing, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. And then I go around and I'm Debbie Downer because I, you know, I've got friends that they let their girls go to a tanning bed before they're for the prom and they're 17. And I just blow that up.
Yeah.
Yeah. I get so mad over that. And yeah, I get it. People good. Want to look, but get a spray tan. Or let me come and rub something on those children.
You know, if you're a white person, be white. I mean, just your skin is your skin.
And be
you
like Grace
saying?
Kelly.
I know.
So anyway,
Audrey Hepburn. Remember that skin, Audrey Hepburn, and that neck. God, she had the best neck.
I know. That's another thing. Her neck is funky.
Yeah.
Well, when I try to take a, you know, if my kids will say, "Mom, you need to video more, and you need to, you know, for your career." And I look at it and I think, what is happening to my neck?
Well, yeah, that's
I got
the
rid
thing
of
that ages
because of that.
Yeah, that's the area that ages before
quicker.
Our face. Even that's one of the ways you can tell someone's age is their neck usually. But yeah, so here's the problem, and the reason you feel like your skin has changed radically in recent months is estrogen. Is the hormone that stimulates the production of collagen under our in our skin, and collagen is our mesh, our you know the netting that keeps the skin firm and plump, and so when people go into menopause and you have that big drop in estrogen, even if you're replacing estrogen, you are not. We talked about this in a previous episode that. When you're cycling once a month, you have a very high estrogen level for a few days. Mm-hmm. And that's all part of the ovulation process. You know, how to form a cyst and ovulate from the ovary. And you get that estrogen bath once a month, which helps produce collagen and keeps the skin plump and does all these great things. Well, even if you're replacing estrogen, we never give you doses high enough to give you that estrogen bath once a month because we don't want to overstimulate breast tissue, ovarian tissue, uterine tissue with the high estrogen levels. So we tend to start losing collagen. Things get saggier. We also tend to lose some sub-Q fat, especially in our upper body and arms. And so, you know, the skin gets
crepey looking.
Yeah, and saggy. And the lack of estrogen causes a lot of that crepiness. And, you know, women complain about when they hit their forearms, they have all those little bruises on their forearms because your skin is not as tough as it used to be. And not as protected by collagen and that sub-Q fat. So, so what to do about this? So obviously we don't want to give you two really high estrogen levels, because we want to optimize our safety, in terms of our breast tissue and ovarian tissue, uterine tissue, if you still have your ovaries and uterus, but a couple options, if someone is prescribing compounded hormones for you, one thing I will do is have a compounded estrogen cream and have people do just a small amount. Usually comes in this little click device, and each click is a quarter of a mil. So put one or two clicks of that estrogen cream in your moisturizer, mix it with your moisturizer on your hand, and then apply it to, you know, the forearms, too much gesturing. I'm banging the mic around and, around the, on the face, and that putting that estrogen directly on the skin can help with the collagen and the plumpness of the skin.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, I never heard that.
Yeah. So, and the person who's writing that prescription needs to be aware of how that fits in with the other hormones you're taking, if you're taking other hormones, because obviously you're going to get some estrogen absorption systemically by doing that. I mean, usually I use a real low dose and you're only using a small amount. So it doesn't affect serum levels. But that's just something to take into consideration.
So that when I think of the creams, I think of progesterone cream. Mm-hmm. That doesn't do anything for skin. The wild yams. It smells like gingerbread, well, and you're supposed to...
Well, for a direct effect, it really has to be the estrogen. I mean, now progesterone can convert to estrogen, but that would be on the systemic level. Like if you use progesterone cream, and once you've absorbed it, some can convert to estrogen, which can help with our skin. But if you want a direct effect...
You need to do the estrogen.
You would have to do. Like a lot of high-end cosmetic or skincare lines will have some form of estrogen in them.
Like what? La Mer? Something like that? Mm-hmm. You're talking about like mm-hmm. Hoop-de-doo?
Mm-hmm.
Like $400 for a cream?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Do they have to let people know that it's in there?
You know, I don't think it's... I mean, you'd have to look at the label, but I don't think it's labeled. Yeah, which is...
Yeah, oh, wow.
Can be troublesome. But again, right. If you're using a small amount, it's not going to... And I'm not... Listen, if you have breast cancer or any kind of cancer that is can be stimulated by estrogen, even the smallest amount is something you probably shouldn't be using. But in someone who's not... does not have that personal medical history, it's such a small amount. It's just, again, we're just trying to help the skin level,
the look of
mm-hmm.
it. All right, when you say collagen,
mm-hmm.
you know how everybody's on this craze to drink
and
this powder that's collagen that comes from the bones of the beef that are grass fed, that, you know,
beef broth or bone broth.
Yeah, that, the collagen.
Yeah.
Is that a thing? Should we be doing that?
Well, you know, I'd have to check some of the studies, if there are studies, but my understanding is that ingesting collagen, might be good for like general health, but I don't think it adds collagen to your skin. You know what I'm saying? Because you're taking it, orally,
internally,
and then it's not like you're going to, it's dispersing collagen to your skin. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I don't, I think some people have done that and have some improvement in joint function and joint pain. But in terms of skin and collagen in your skin, I doubt that that's helpful.
So what about, cosmetically, could you get things that have collagen? When they say, oh, it's got collagen in it, and they add collagen back, don't they have products that have collagen in them?
Yeah. Oh, you mean topical things? And again, I don't know how well that is transferred.
Okay.
And I don't know. I'll have to check and see if there's some studies about that. But again, my suspicion is that might be good for your skin. I mean, your skin might feel better, but I doubt that it's
visibly.
Well, I doubt that it's actually going into your skin and remaining as collagen in your skin. You know what I'm saying? So that's the thing about estrogen, is that it stimulates the production of collagen in the skin.
Okay. So when women
so
are
it's
going
not like
through,
cause I just don't know about just jamming collagen through your skin.
So when
that
when, so
that
when
way.
You start menopause and your estrogen dips.
Yeah.
So that's why I'm crepey under my eyes and crepey on my lens and all that.
Yeah.
Okay, so I went my Metaspa said, oh, we've got laser with a tiny tip that goes under your
mm-hmm.
eye,
mm-hmm.
and we can do, that's what you're going to let me know if I can do when, I get through the shingles thing.
Yeah. And so there are a lot of skin tightening procedures now available, laser type things, and there are so many now, and they come out with new ones all the time that I'm not completely up to date on all that. But, you know, there are a lot of skin tightening procedures. The other thing, your comment about the eyelid sagging, if your up, especially your upper eyelids are sagging so much that it's weighing down the bottom part of your lid, and it's, for a lot of people, it will affect their peripheral or side vision. If you're having vision disturbance because of the eyelids, typically insurance will cover that surgery. And there's a surgery called blepharoplasty, where they just go into the crease of the eyelid and cut out extra skin and sew it back up and tighten up that skin. And some ophthalmologists do it, some ear, nose, and throat people do it, of course, plastic surgeons. And again, if it's impacting your vision, typically it would be covered by insurance.
Okay.
And they can also do lower lids to tighten those up.
Yeah. You know, my youngest is a makeup artist, and she goes, Mom, everything's great. Everything looks great on you. Really and truly it does. She goes, I would just get a little something under your eyes done, a little filler. Mm-hmm. How do you feel about filler?
Well, you know, I think, you know, again, we have so many great products that help you avoid surgery, and fillers is one of those things. But you just never know if you're going to have an intolerance to that or allergic reaction to
that.
And
I've known people who did.
Yeah. So, I mean, you do take that risk. I don't think it's common to have a reaction.
How do you feel about stuff going into fillers and Juvederm? I mean, well.
Like things like Juvederm.
And Botox and all of that. How do you feel about that as a medical person?
Well, like I said, I think if.
Say if you don't have a large reaction and you're fine with it, you can tolerate it.
Yeah.
Do you? What about putting stuff into your skin? Are you okay with that?
Yeah, I think that, again, the risks of doing that are much lower than having a surgical procedure. Now, you want to keep in mind that anything you put into your skin, you're absorbing some of whatever it is. I mean, our skin is a very absorptive organ. So, I mean, that's just something to consider. I don't know that there, I'd have to look at see if there are studies on any kind of systemic side effect from things like Juvederm. Clearly, there are potential for localized problems with fillers. But, and certainly you want to have somebody do it who knows what they're doing so you don't end up with a raised area and you look like something from Star Trek, you know?
Or the Joker.
Yeah.
You know? Even though my lips, I feel like, have sucked into my body. And I thought, oh, what if I did get a little something? Don't you know that hurts like a mother? To put a needle right there, you know? Because like when you have a pimple right on your lip, it's horrible.
Well, and I also think, especially with the lips, a lot of women want fuller lips, and sometimes it gets overdone. And I think sometimes it isn't a good outcome. You know, you just have big lips that don't look.
But I have seen some that they got somebody good that did it, and they just gave them a little something.
Yeah,
and it wasn't like a bee sting. I don't know. And Chuck always says you don't need to do anything, Leanne. And I think, well, I don't want to do a lot of stuff, but I'm not against it. You know, if somebody wants to do that.
Right.
I always felt good until recently, and that's probably a whole aging menopause thing, but I just feel dry, crusty. You know, I got two fingers going between my muscles are separating. I have an odor. I said, oh my gosh, we haven't talked since I sat down with one of my very best friends. We went to the Christmas Eve service in Morristown, Tennessee, and we held on to each other and hugged, and we had our babies together. And she grew up with my husband and went to school with him, and she looked at me and she goes, Leanne, my urine smells so bad. I go, everybody's does. She goes, what is happening to me? I go, I know, it's happening to me. Just bladder, all that. Yeah. everywhere I go now, because we do sweaty people, people go, you wouldn't believe my urine. I'm like, yeah, I think I would. And I've had more people say to me, oh, I am so tickled about the episode where you talked about you can a probiotic or a prebiotic or whatever for your doings.
Yeah.
Your vagina to get that healthy again. Yeah. Yay. Yeah. And that'll help with some of that. But anyway, I think just when your skin goes, it's just hard to, you know, when our mamas, well, your mama's anesthesia somebody, but
yeah,
but my mama had a business, but you back then, nobody, you didn't worry about this mess. Like, you know, we're living longer, doing, going,
yeah,
50's the new 30, but you, but it just is hard to see yourself in the mirror and think, who is that?
Yeah.
When did this happen?
Yeah. Well, and we have so much media that, you know, you look at magazines and online things and TV, and I mean, everybody looks perfect and beautiful, and, you know, it's all airbrushed and,
oh, yeah, you know, filter. Just,
yeah. Yeah. So
that's why when people look at my Instagram, know that I have not put a filter on. You'll know, because I look like Ichabod Crane. I say I look like Tom Petty, God rest his soul, but I do. When I get, when I look peaking, I look like Tom Petty. And I loved him. I'm not talking about Tom Petty. Nobody emailed me about Tom. I loved him. But I do. I look like little Tom Petty. Okay, well, is there anything else you want to talk about with skin?
I think, no, I think that's...
Okay.
And, you know, there are a lot, aside from the estrogen cream, there are a lot of firming creams out there, crepe creams.
Serums.
Yeah, a lot of serums. And some of those I think can work real well.
I think if we stay, if you exfoliate and get all this dead mess off, and then you put, you stay hydrated by moisturizing, that helps me. And then my daughter that's a makeup artist, she has all kinds of primers that are lifting. That have got gold flecks in them that give you a shimmer. They give you, because you want to illuminate.
Yes.
So illuminating products are good.
Yeah.
We'll talk more about that. Yeah. We'll do something on that. And maybe we'll bring her in.
Yeah, we should have Tess in here.
Yeah, and she can talk about all these. She sits and studies that all day long every day. So we can talk about those kind of products that help.
Yeah, that'd be great.
All right, you doll.
Yeah, let's invite Tess.
Okay. Thank you. I've had a ball.
Yeah. Well, it's good to see you again. Good to spend some time together again. And
I know. Thank you for checking out my stomach on the floor.
Yes. I'm glad you all waited patiently for that result.
I'll work on it, and I'll let you know how my exercises go.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Okay.
We'll measure next time. See you next time.
Okay. Bye-bye. Bye. Sweaty and pissed.